angels on horses, the horn blows again and again and again.
Yeah, you. Come here. You know you can't be out there with the undead on the loose. I'm gonna try to get a radio signal to find help out there. Almost found something. Oh, I got it. You're listening to WONY 90.9 FM Oneonta. Oh, and check that door. Yeah, keep it locked.
Mr. Rogers said, look for the helpers. Can always find people who are helping. Thank you to all the first responders who put their lives in danger to help us when my brothers and sisters need them. We look out for the helpers because they look out for us.
Thank you, first responders! Thank you, first responders!
Help us help first responders in your community today. Go to firstrcf.org to learn more.
Hey everyone, you're listening to the WONY Weekly Update. Here are some upcoming events to look forward to. On Monday, April 20th, head over to Chuck's Comedy Club to see Alex Babbitt at 9 p.m. in the Hunt Union Waterfront. On Tuesday, April 21st, men's baseball plays New Paltz at the Red Dragon Baseball Field at 3 p.m. Also on Tuesday, join Hippies for Hope for their tie-dye event happening at 7:30 p.m. in HECO, room 230. And as usual, Trivia Tuesday will be happening in the Red Dragon Theater at 9 p.m. On Wednesday, April 22nd, check out the women's lacrosse game versus Plattsburgh at Red Dragon Field happening at 4 p.m. And from 2 p.m. to 4 p.m. from Monday through Thursday, head on over to the Alden Room for the Alden Room Scavenger Hunt. This has been your WONY Weekly Update on WONY 90.9 FM Oneonta. More information about these events and more can be found on Campus Connection. Have a great week, everyone. Keep it locked.
Hi, everybody. Guys, it's another week, another playlist, another installment of Medleys, Mixes, and Maddie B. And as always, I am DJ Maddie B. Guys, can I be honest? The air feels a little lighter. I feel a little different. And I wonder why that is. Oh, wait. It's because yesterday I turned 21 years of age. Guys, the world is brighter. Everything is different and it's crazy, okay? And I'm now realizing this would have been a great opportunity to make like a 21 commemoration playlist. That isn't what happened. I just once again dove into the Enigma of Music playlist and this is what I came out with for today. There's some lines of configuration and we're kind of like weaving through the songs for a narrative, but there's not much. How should I start this off, guys? Frankly, at the top of the playlist today, we have Michael Jackson. Guys, who is excited for the MJ movie? Because I know that I am. I'm seeing hands in my mind's eye for people watching at home. I know we're all very excited. I'm very excited. I'm hoping I can see it Friday. Last week we did Don't Stop Till You Get Enough. This week we're doing Rock With You from Off the Wall. Again, this is Rock With You from Off the Wall by Michael Jackson. And as always, I hope you enjoy.
To you. Don't try to find
once again, that was Rock With You by Michael Jackson from his album Off The Wall. And guys, that was off the charts. Gosh, I love Michael Jackson. So really one note with that. Just very excited for the movie. I'm just a big MJ fan. So hats off to the MJ fans out there. Yeah. Moving on to something very, very different, but very near and dear to my heart. Guys, it's Tame Impala. Guys, you're sick of hearing of Tame Impala. You're sick of hearing about Joe. I'm sorry. It's going to keep happening because I'm still very excited for the concert in July. Guys, today my Tame Impala pick for you is Lost in Yesterday. And perhaps I was lost in yesterday because my birthday was very exciting. Ooh, see how I tied that in there? Maybe there is a narrative thread. We're finding it as we go along. This is off his album, The Slow Rush. I think arguably this is my... it's either this or Currents. If that's basic, I'm sorry, but it is true. So there you go. Again, this is going to be Lost in Yesterday by Tame Impala from his album, The Slow Rush. And as always, hope you enjoy.
Call you and please, let's call you.
That was Lost in Yesterday by Tim Impala from The Slow Rush. I've said it many times, many ways, but again, I just really like the genre, or maybe it's his specific style of production technique that I really gravitate towards. He, again, a fully complete thought. That's what his music is to me. Thank you, Tame Impala. Moving on to something that I would say is of a similar vein, but very different at the same time. And when I realized that I hadn't played a song from this artist before, I was like, what? I'm lagging. I'm literally lagging on it. Guys, this is going to be RM. Now, what does RM stand for? Rap Monster. Guys, this is RM of BTS. Now, if you're like, guys, enough with the K-pop, dare I say, this is hardly K-pop. This is like, I really don't know how to truly define this. This is like alt pop, maybe, if we could place it. This is going to be Come Back to Me by RM from his album Right Place, Wrong People. I think he had at least one or two albums that came up before this. This was not his debut album. And it sounds nothing like BTS music, which isn't a good or bad thing. It's just very different. For reference, if you've never heard anything about BTS other than Smooth Like Butter, it's obviously very different, as you'll find out. This song, the music video especially, I think really obviously puts it into perspective because you're literally watching it, but I think it adds another layer, another depth to the song itself, because the song has a very distinct, unique vibe, and I think the visuals only, it really adds to it. So without further ado, because there's no way I could properly preface this, here comes Come Back to Me by RM from the album Right People, Wrong Place.
Find a night, stay good. Spring's always been hip. Our sleep in her eyes. Come back to me like you used to do. Be what you be. I will roll you to moon. I forgot the hour. I don't wanna know about the hour. I forgot the shower. 세수할 시간도 아까워. You don't have to be. You don't have to be the anything you say. Try not to be. Try not to be. There's something in this city. Come back to me like you used to. Now I could see what a life is about. I told you I'm fine tonight, stay good. Spring's always been here. I will sleep in her eyes. Forgot the hour. I don't wanna know about the hour. I forgot the shower. 세수할 시간도 아까워. You don't have to be. You don't have to be the anything you say. Try not to be. Try not to be. There's something in this sea. I told you I'm fine tonight. Stay good.
Spring's always been here. Our sleeping in eyes.
Again, that was Come Back to Me by RM from his album Right Place, Wrong People. I think there are many, there are a plethora, if you will, plethora of things that I love about that song, love about this album. I feel like if I had to place a couple artists that I think he reminds me of, this song, not specifically this song, but there are a few songs in the album that kind of are very reminiscent of a Tyler, the Creator vibe. That song, I get hints of like, oh, wait, I just had his name. Where'd he go? Oh no, where'd he go? Well, Dominic Fike was one of them. Oh my gosh, Omar Apollo, sorry. Kind of like bedroom pop vibes, although this is certainly not bedroom pop. I'm sure he was in the studio with very high-profile producers because he's a member of BTS after all. I think the other thing I really appreciate about this song, because I've spoken in depth of the fact that a lot of songs, not even just these days, just a lot of songs in general, they do have very dragged out outros, like fade outs, like very, like, and that one, that does go on for a very long time. But what I like specifically about this one is, in a lot of outros, you see a lot of artists or producers kind of like pull tracks or like pull pieces of the production or the mix out to kind of like very like thin out the sound while it fades out. I like how what he did, although at the true fade out, he just kind of just took all the tracks and just like slid them down. He just kept adding more things in. So the outro was very extended, but in a way that was very nuanced, not to get too philosophical here, but I just really like the way they did that. That was very tasteful, in my opinion. So props to RM and whoever his producer is. I'll come back after the next song with that info for you, because actually I'm curious about that. So we got the RM, and now we're going to do some Panic at the Disco. I know it's very whiplash today. Although I think we have some pretty chill vibes going on so far. The chill's probably going to end at some point. I'm looking ahead at the playlist. It's going to end at some point, so prepare yourselves for that. But up next, we have The Calendar by Panic at the Disco from the album Vices and Virtues. Say what you want about Death of a Bachelor. I think Vices and Virtues is their best album by far. That's a very strong opinion, and that's strongly how I feel, though. There are many songs. I think, and if I really think about it, all of my favorite songs of Panic at the Disco are off this album. Not to say that there aren't great songs in all of their albums, but these songs specifically stick out to me. I don't know if it's because he hadn't fried his vocal cords at this point. So, and he kept the range not fully tame because he is a really great vocalist. But a lot of the songs are really singable. They all have very distinct vibes. I think they cast a really wide net with this album, but in a way that really worked for them. So shout out them. Shout out Panic at the Disco. But this is The Calendar by Panic at the Disco from the album Vices and Virtues.
I'd rather be a cannibal, baby. Animals like me don't talk anyway. Feel like a nebulous chase for a day. Pray I could replace her. Forget the way her tears taste. Oh, the way her tears taste. Put another act on the calendar. Summer's on its deathbed. Very soon we got the worst. Only for you. Only for you. So well, they call it a second chance, but when I came back it was more of a relapse. Anticipation's on the other line. An obsession called while you were out. Yeah, it called while you were out. Put another X on the calendar. Summer's on its deathbed.
Everything I said that night, I will come back to
That was The Calendar by Panic at the Disco from their album Vices and Virtues. Little info for you there on that RM song from Right Place, Wrong People. That song specifically was produced by a producer named Oh Hyuk. And then just as a whole, the entire album was produced in part by RM himself. And then also San Yan, Mokyo, Unsinkable, and Junkyard. Those are some of their producer tags and their names for you. Again, props to them. I think they did a really cool experimental thing. I mean, that song is not necessarily experimental, but if you listen to the rest of the album, which I highly recommend you do, they did some really cool stuff with that. So props to them. Again, that was Calendar by Panic at the Disco from the album Vice and Virtues. And I'm now realizing I repeated myself, but it's okay. Next up, we have some ABBA. Sorry, my throat is a little froggy. ABBA has a very special place in my heart, as I've mentioned before. I did, in fact, play Donna Sheridan once in a production of Mamma Mia. Nothing too crazy. But I remember that this song specifically, and this is the ABBA version, not from the movie musical. I was so angry that I couldn't, not actually angry, but I was very frustrated that I wasn't in this number because I loved the role. But I was like, so many of the most iconic ABBA songs that are in the show, Donna's not in because she's a park and bark role. She doesn't, well, at least in my experience, she didn't do a lot of dancing because I can't dance that well. And also I like broke my ankle during that show. So I was in a boot. So I really, really couldn't dance. Even if I wanted to try, I really couldn't. But this is going to be Gimme, 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 in parentheses, A Man After Midnight from their greatest hits album. And now I'm forgetting what original album it's off of, so I'll get that info for you after the song. But once again, this is Gimme, 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 A Man After Midnight by ABBA. That was Gimme, 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 A Man After Midnight by ABBA. And I just looked it up. It is from their album Voulez-Vous. One other thing that I really enjoyed about being in a production of Mamma Mia, and I don't know if this is standard for most schools or if we were just exceptionally lucky. We had a very gifted pool of students in our, it is a music program. But we had a fully live pit. They were all students, and that we had guitars, basses, we had keys in the pit. I think we had percussion in the pit. I'm pretty sure we had a drum kit in the pit. I'm pretty sure. I could be wrong though. And though just really some seriously talented people who worked on that show. I mean, seriously, for a group of high school musicians, they pulled it off like exceptionally well. Such a good show. Truly such a good show. So proud of my peeps. Shout out if anyone's listening. Maybe not. And you know, that's okay too. So moving on from ABBA, and this kind of works actually because we're going from show tune adjacent to show tune adjacent tune. This is going to be She's Not There by the Glee Cast. This is the Glee Cast recording. I think this is the fifth volume at volume 5, which I don't know if that doesn't mean season 5. This was definitely not season 5. But I was a big fan of the show Glee because I'm a show tunes nerd. I'm a theater nerd. So obviously it just makes sense. And I've listened to the original song because this is a cover of the Zombies song. She's Not There. And it's not that the original song is bad by any means. I wonder if just because this was the first version I heard, it just clicks in my brain better. Or maybe it's the vocal. I don't know. I think maybe what I like is the fuller production because the Zombies original recording is great. But for some reason, it feels a little bit empty. And I'm not sure exactly what's in this sound recording that makes it feel so full and vibrant to me. But I just have a preference for this recording. Let's do a little test here. After the show tonight, if you have the time, listen to the original recording of She's Not There by the Zombies, and then let me know what you think telepathically, and then I will take that into account. But once again, this is She's Not There, the Glee Cast recording from the Music Volume 5. And as always, I hope you enjoy.
Well, no one told me about her, the way she lies.
That was She's Not There, the Glee Cast recording from the Music Volume 5. I don't know. Do you guys see what I mean? If anyone's like a true Zombies fan out there, I'm sorry if I'm being controversial, but I just really, really like that version. Props to both, but something about that just really clicks for me. My adolescent brain watching Glee, it just made it click for some reason, and we're still here today listening to the Glee Cast. So thank you, Glee Cast, for that wonderful recording. Moving on, guys, you know, you knew it was coming. If you tapped in today, you knew this was coming. Guys, it's been a couple weeks since I've done some microdosing of Joe, as in Joe Keery. We have a song today from his album, Decide. I think arguably this is my favorite album of his thus far, though they're all awesome. This is On and On. And I think, obviously, I just really like the song. But I think part of the reason why I chose the song today is a lot of my studies and my media classes, we've been talking a lot about like an attention economy and the ways in which they use like psychological tactics to keep you like scrolling. There are very strong algorithms and softwares to keep you like scrolling on your phone. Hence the title On and On. We're scrolling on and on and on and on. Feed the algorithm some. On and on. Hey, that's what it sounds like for a preview. I know I just sound just like him. I know. But I think it's a really powerful song. If you're driving, don't do this. But if you're not and you have the time and you'd like to, pull up the lyrics of the song. Again, this is On and On by Joe, DJO, from the album Decide. It's not... let's just say, if I had to like do a scalar comparison, Hozier's lyrics are very sorry, I'm like bringing Hozier into this. He's catching strays right now, but in a good way. His lyrics are very, there's a lot of allusion. It's very metaphorical. There's a lot of elements of like poetry incorporated into his lyricism. This song of Joe's, many of his songs are like, you know, just like your classic, like pop rock, kind of indie rock, maybe indie rock, indie pop kind of music. Which is not, it's not like a negative thing to say. Like it's just classical, you know, indie rock lyricism. This song, maybe just because I'm a Gen Z who is trying to not be addicted to her phone, this just really resonates. And I think maybe if you're a digital native as I am, it might also resonate. So again, this is On and On by Joe from his album Decide.
In my bed, on my phone, locked away, free to go. TV on, every night, scrolling on and on.
So
That was On and On by Joe from the album Decide. Yeah, the bridge in that song, I don't know if I'm just getting a little metaphorical, philosophical here. That bridge to me, as someone who's addicted to their phone, feels like that moment where you're able to break from the scroll and you're like, oh my gosh, there's so much badness going on and I'm getting stressed out by all the stuff because our human brains were never meant to filter and collect this much information at once. And then you're like, eh, keep scrolling, it's fine. And then it goes back to the, you know, regular melody, regular chords, regular beat. And you're like, oh, just keep scrolling, just you and me, it's my phone, it's my world. So props to Joe, love that song. We got two more songs for this evening. We got a Daft Punk song. I was reminded of this song from last week because I played a song by Digitalism that was on Just Dance and it made me think of this song and I couldn't remember the name of it at the time. So I was like, gotta put it in the playlist today, obviously. Again, this is going to be Defunk by Daft Punk from their album Homework. And as always, hope you enjoy. That was Da Funk by Daft Punk from their album Homework. And guys, coming up last but certainly not least, we have the new song of the week. If you're new here, even if you're not, I'll break it down for you. I like to find a song that is probably new to me and probably new to you. This is a very new release. This is from this past Friday. This is Prince Daddy and the Hyena, the song Big Box Store Heart from their release Hotwire Trip Switch. Guys, let's dive into Big Box Store Heart.
Just one more week till I properly function again. Got my hands full keeping the bed warm for you till then. I jack my fingers up with this shape. I get my girl back on track.
Big Box Store Heart by Prince Daddy and the Hyena from Hotwire Trip Switch. Guys, I really liked that. I liked the full stop they had in the middle of the song. And then I don't know if anyone's getting this vibe. That sounded like it should be on a kid's movie soundtrack, like a DreamWorks movie from like the early 2000s. I don't know if anyone's getting that vibe, but that's the vibe I'm getting. And I really like it. Guys, as always, it has come to that time where I must end the show. Oh, parting is such sweet sorrow, or whatever Shakespeare might have said. And if that wasn't Shakespeare, I'm sorry. I'm not a literature major. But yeah, guys, another great week. I'm hoping you're having a great week. I hope you have a great rest of your week. And as always, this has been Medleys, Mixes, and Maddie B. And as always, I have been your pleasured host, DJ Maddie B. And you're listening to WONY 90.9 FM Oneonta. DJ Maddie B, signing out. We'll be right back. Man, I wish I were listening to some music right now. Oh, wait. You're listening to WONY 90.9 FM Oneonta.
Brought to you by SUNY Oneonta's Office of Sustainability. Did you know that everyday students like yourself at SUNY Oneonta attend the dining hall to fill up their plates with more foods than they can eat? Much of this food ends up in the trash. But you can change that. Take only what you'll eat and go back for more if you are still hungry. Grab smaller options to start to reduce having to toss the leftovers. Being mindful of your consumption reduces waste, and remember, it is always, always a blessing to have access to